Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all powerful, all knowing God that is all over. Thank you, Father, that you made this world, you made us, you've got the best predestined intentions for us. So, your will be done, establish our thoughts in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 23, verse 16 to 22 from the Message translation. You hopeless! What arrogant stupidity! You say, if someone makes a promise with his fingers crossed, that's nothing. But if he swears with his hand on the Bible, that's serious. What ignorance! Does the leather on the Bible carry more weight than the skin on your hand? And what about this piece of trivia? If you shake hands on a promise, that's nothing. But if you raise your hand that God is your witness, that's serious? What ridiculous hair splitting. What difference does it make whether you shake hands or raise hands? A promise is a promise. What difference does it make if you make your promise inside or outside a house of worship? A promise is a promise. God is present, watching and holding you to account regardless.
Hallelujah. A Message, interesting translation. But the other translations just talk about don't swear on your mother or swear on this or swear on that. And the Word of God is clear on that. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. And even in saying yes and no, always say God willing. Because at the end of the day, you always want God's will. So. And that must be in your heart and in your understanding that God has got a plan. It's a predestined plan for you to walk in. So you don't want to miss out on that in any way. And that opens the door for God willing, because that is how God works. He promises that he works out all things according to the counsel of his will. So as a born-again believer, your number one priority was your will, O Lord, because what happened is our will caused us problem. But now in the new covenant, he circumcises our heart, he gives us a new spirit, and then that new spirit pours the love. What is the love? God's will, God's wisdom, God's instruction for you. So that's what we want. Coming back to that thing about even if you say yes or no, so God willing, I say that on account of remember the parable where Jesus speaks about the one person says that he won't go into the harvest field, but then later he does go into the harvest field, and the other one says I will go into the harvest, so he says yes I will go, but then he doesn't, and then the Lord says now who. Which one is God pleased with? The one that said he won't but will go. So that is allowing God to work in your conscience. This is why Paul says, you see, God purges our conscience. He gives us a clear conscience. That's where he leads us from the heart. The voice of your heart is your conscience, and that's what you've got to stay in tune with. And because that's where he works from. He works in you to will and to do according to his good pleasure. What's his good pleasure? His will, his intentions, his plan for you. So you, as a born-again believer, that's what you want. You want God's will. You want the predestined plan. You want the predestined good works laid out for you. You want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And walking in the footsteps of Jesus in a predestined will for the good works predestined for you, you want to be in tune with the Lord. You want to flow with the Lord. That's what it's all about. Working together with the Lord, our labor is not in vain. So be blessed to know you've been called into a family that's got the best intentions for you, all powerful, all knowing, and everywhere. Stay in tune, develop on schedule. And all every day, Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your will. Thank you for working in me to will and to do. And thank you, Lord, that You help me work out my salvation with fear and trembling, because you are working and you are for me and not against me. And as you gave your son, how much more won't you give all things together, with me being together with you now, in flowing with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.